If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
I remember when we first found out about Brain FM, how skeptical all of us were when they were saying, like, oh, you could listen to this and it'll put you to sleep and it does this stuff to your brain, this and that. And we were all super skeptical. And the first person to use it, I think, was Adam. Hmm. And it was like, I don't know, 2 or 3 days later. And Adam comes in, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, Adam, if I tell the story wrong. But, you know, you've had problems sleeping for a long time. It's always been an issue for you. You wake up in the middle of the night and you don't get good sleep. And Adam comes in 2 days later and he's fucking excited.
Just refreshed.
Yeah, dude, it worked. It put me to sleep. I got to try it again. I want to make sure, you know, if it really works. But it really works. It put me to sleep. So then we all started using it, and it works. Works, man. It's crazy.
I think we're all pretty skeptical guys. For sure I am. I know when it comes to supplements or anything that someone's putting me on to, oh, do this. It's such a game changer. And it's like, okay, we'll see. Maybe that was your experience. But, you know, when I use this, I actually waited even a couple times before I said something to you guys, and it was consistently a game changer for me every time that I still to this day, if I ever have trouble sleeping or think I might have trouble sleeping. So sometimes I make the mistake of having an energy drink or coffee too late in the afternoon. And so I know that'll be a challenge. I know if I do a late workout, I know that if we got a lot of things going on with the business or launching something and my mind is racing, or if I got stress going on personal, all these things keep me from sleeping really well. And this has been like a go-to way for me to settle my brain down. And
dude,
fall
the
asleep.
Focus works so well.
Yeah.
I actually, like, I have to train myself to not use it now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because of the fact that I lean kind of heavy on it now, that I've found that it's such an effective tool for me to be productive and to really stop all the chatter going on while I'm trying to concentrate and just get things done.
It literally is like that. Like I use Focus now if I'm writing, you know, or one of our guides or whatever, and I'll put it on, and it takes about, I want to say 10 to 15 minutes for it to really start to kick in. And then the next thing you know, an hour and a half will just fly by and I'm just working the whole time. So these guys are doing some freaking magic science over there with Brain FM.
It is pretty magical.
And this is why we're working with them. And so what we got for you guys is if you go to brain.fm/mindpump, you'll get 20% off your membership. In this episode, we interview the CEO, the current CEO of Brain FM. So we ask him all kinds of questions. His name is Dan Clark. Super cool guy. We really like the guy. So you'll enjoy this episode a lot, where he talks about the business of Brain FM, some of the science, and the direction that they're moving. Also, I do want to remind everybody, there's only 2 days left for our 50% off Maps Anywhere sale. So Maps Anywhere is the Maps program we designed that requires no equipment. So you could do this workout anywhere. You could do it at home. You could do it on the road. All you need are some resistance bands and your body. And we took the price. We cut it in half. There's only 2 days left to take advantage of this promotion. Just go to mapswhite.com and use the code WHITE50, WHITE and the number 50 at checkout to get the 50% off. Act now because that promotion will be gone. It won't probably go on sale for a very long time. And that's it. Without any further ado, here we are talking to Dan Clark, the CEO of Brain FM.
Dude, so how is Brain FM doing, man? The last time, how long has it been since you've been
down
here?
You guys are making massive moves.
Yeah, you're there now. How long?
So we're 3 years old now. I've been here, I guess, in my CEO role for a year and a half.
That's right.
We've been exploding. So this year we did 300% growth.
Wow.
300%?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So we're... Fantastic.
Thanks, Mind Pump. No, just kidding.
that's weird, huh? That's right around the time we all...
It's connect. The effect.
We call that the Mind Pump bump.
Yeah. That's it.
Stop. That's like a dance.
That's good. So we're doing that, and we've just been exploding across like other different spectrums as well. So we're doing a lot of experiments, different kinds of really seeing what's possible. So, you know, we have all this music, we have all of this, these new music things coming out. So we just like released classical, we have lo-fi, we have a lot of new opportunities with it. And then we're still experimenting. I think last time we chatted here, we're talking about workout music. Mm-hmm. We have pretty much the preliminary step of that right now, where it's like a physical focus, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, testing it, same kind of things, the same promise delivered before, but really for workout, we're looking into like wearable integrations to complete the loop. So right now the middleman, and we're still testing it, is this physical focus category. It's really interesting. I use it to start my day. So I like AirPod or HomePod, I throw it on and I can't use coffee. I can't drink coffee if I am playing in the background.
Why?
It gets me too amped.
Too much.
Really?
Yeah. So it's really strange.
And
so
this is the one you're experimenting on. It's not available yet.
It's not available yet. So we're still fine tuning things across stuff. Because again, we're science first, so we want to make sure that we have all those things.
That's the thing available. I appreciate a lot about you guys is that you guys are definitely science first. How do you test these things out besides the typical have people test it and see if it works? Do you test like dopamine levels before, during, and after? Do you taste brain waves? Like what
heart
is it?
Rate,
yeah, what do
things.
You look at?
Yeah.
So we do a lot of different things. So we do it across three things. We do fMRI, EEG, and then we do video games, actually. We do like large-scale testing. So the really cool thing, and I saw your face just there, the video games is interesting.
Huh?
So we do mTurk, Amazon's mTurk. And the whole premise, if you're not familiar, is basically you do tasks and you get paid for tasks. So people go through it and we have a... you know, a description of kind of what we're doing. You have to play this game and it measures X, Y, and Z. And then we say, oh, you also have to, you know, listen to this music while you're doing it. And we can tell if someone's listening to music based on, you know, if their headphones are plugged in, things like that. And we can show that people using our music have different effects with the different video games that we play. So we play our music with our neural phase locking baked in, right? That's like the secret, the patented process. And then we say the same music without the neural phase locking, like a placebo almost. And we can show that, you know, for this video game, which is purposely made to be super boring, that people will play it consistently longer. Like this video game is actually made so...
It's like Adderall in your ears?
Yeah, a little bit. Like it's made so that you actually, like it's intently made so people don't play very long, which is like the opposite of regular video games.
Sure.
And people will play extensively longer, but they also are more accurate while they're playing with Brain FM in their ears.
Okay, so what did you say, the neural phase lock? Is that
yeah,
what you said?
So I think we talked about this before, but basically, you know, we have this AI that makes all of our music, and we've termed it neural phase locking because it's not binaural beats, it's not isochronic tones, it's a completely different vehicle for it. It's actually like a monitor, not binaural, like monitor neural.
What's binaural like and what's mononeural?
So binaural is, the things that people are maybe most familiar with. It's the one ear, they have one frequency playing and the other ear, you have another frequency. And what happens is your brain combines them in the middle and it's supposed to have an effect.
Got it.
Right. And what we're doing is we have, a lot of different things, but it's mostly monaural where we're combining it before we put in the ears, and then we're doing the neural phase locking for that. Right?
Now, why is that better?
So what happens is with, you know, speech and with different kinds of oscillations in sound and different kinds of salient events, your brain is processing that. So it's just another thing that your brain has to process and like pay attention to. Mm-hmm. So we basically put it in, we already pre-do it for your brain. And then we have the neural phase locking. The neural phase locking is different oscillations between different frequencies. So it's not just like, you know, dun dun, you know, all this stuff like all the time. It's actually moving around you. So if you listen to our music, if you really pay attention, you'll almost hear like a slight helicopter sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. Right. And then we also use 3D sound. So we have an engine that can build sound. So it's concentrated to you, like above you, below you, behind you. Mm. Most like, you know, we all have headphones on right now. It's more like a horizontal plane, but we can do a 3D plane with our
I've
music.
Actually noticed that. Mm-hmm. Listening to it, it sounds like the music will feel like it's behind me or in front of me.
Yep.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's built so that you're, you don't lock, like you don't get normalized to it because our brain is... Or actually, our whole body is built for homeostasis,
right?
Because it takes a lot of things to concentrate and figure something out. And what we're trying to do is just optimize. That's what our bodies are doing.
What are the most optimal headphones for this experience that you found?
Yeah, so you know, really, I think the first thing is headphones that are comfortable, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I personally use the Apple AirPods all the time. I actually have two of them because I use them all the time. And instead of like putting them back in a switch, I just take out the other ones and I let them charge and I keep going. Mm. But I also use like the Bose headphones. There's these new ones that called Neurophones that are really good. You know, we're still working through like different like recommendations and stuff, but really it's headphones that are best for you, that you feel comfortable with. Some people like noise canceling, like the Bose headphones. Some people don't like that. So It's really what people want.
Where's the growth coming? You said 300% growth. Where is that coming from? Is that because of marketing strategies, word of mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see a lot
of
this growth?
Only Mind Pump. No, I'm just kidding.
We're done, Doug. You can close the episode.
Confirmation.
That's a part of it, but it's also, it's actually largely referral-based. So I do
that's a good sign.
Yeah. I mean, so in our, like we have 130,000 active users right now. And through the process of how many people have tried us, it's like 1 million, right? So it's funny, like I'm starting to go to like more of these networking groups and these entrepreneur things. And I'm like, oh yeah, we make functional music. We do this. And I talk about, you know, functional music for the brain. And they're like, is it Brain FM? And I was like, yeah, that's me. And they're like, oh my God. And they show me on their phone. It's on their home screen.
Oh, wild.
Yeah.
Wild. How long, what's your retention rate? Because is it a monthly or annual? How do most people do it with yours now?
So right now it's monthly and yearly. We also have a tri-monthly option, but we're probably going
to. How's your retention rate? Because when I used to manage gyms are all monthly. One of the things that we would keep our eye on quite a bit was the member retention rate.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the average in the big clubs was like 6 months or something like that, or six to seven months. And if you could get them to 8 to 9 months, 10 months, you were just killing it. You'd be crushing it. So we're always looking at that number. How are your retention rates? Do people stick around for a long time once they get on?
Yeah. So like a normal app that's under $10 is about 12% churn. We're at 5%. So we're less than half of that.
Wow.
And then if you look at a retention rate over 3 years, it's like, It's yearlies, it's like 85% where people stay with us, and we're only 3 years old, so I don't have anything further than that. But there's a lot of people that come to us and stay with us because they build it into a habitual process of their life.
Because it works.
Exactly. Like, so we have a lot of people that are like, is this addicting because I can't sleep without it now? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, it's just that now you found a better way to sleep. So you're like, okay, I can go back to normal or I can do this, you know? And it's one of those things that are really magical, because when you build it into a habitual part of your day, you it's just part of it.
It's a trip. It's the first time we used it, all of us were extremely skeptical. And I think, how long ago was it that we used it?
A couple of years ago now.
It was like 2 years?
Yeah.
We were all super skeptical. And Adam has trouble sleeping, and he tried it, and he comes back, and he's like, I don't know, man. He goes, it fucking worked. This is really weird.
I remember the first time we were in Cancun, or not Cancun. Cabo. And we were just like together, like had a long day, whatever. Like we're just chilling near the couch, and then he tried it, and like literally he was out, and we were just making noise. TV was on, everything else. And then he came back like all refreshed and just tripping out.
It's
like,
really weird. And
it was strange.
And the focus one really trips me out. Like, there's times, you know, I write a lot of our content, blogs and stuff like that, and sometimes I just don't want it. It's very difficult. Like I'll get on, I'll open the computer, and I just don't want to do it. And I'll put focus on, and it takes me. I figured it out now. It used to take about 10 minutes. Now it's about 5 to 7 minutes of listening to it, and all of a sudden I get into a zone every single time. And it's really trippy, dude. It's not subtle, is my point. It's not a subtle thing. So my question to you is, anytime I've ever seen anything in the market that comes out that has a pronounced effect that's not subtle, it's a matter of time before the government starts to regulate
that
shit.
Is there any resistance? Yeah.
Are you guys getting any kind of, is there any hints that the government's going to be like, wait a minute, or is it not, hasn't gotten big enough yet?
That's a great question. It could be both. It could be that maybe it's not big enough yet. It also could be that we're not, I mean, really, it's, if you think about it fundamentally, we're literally just taking music and we're making it like supercharged.
Right.
Mm. So it's not harmful, because it's just how I explain it to people, it's like a shortcut to where you already can go naturally. So can you get into that focus place without this? Mm. Yes. But it's going to take you 15, 20 minutes, or maybe hours sometimes. You know, you need to have the perfect thing. For me, way before Brain FM, I basically would stay up. I would start my... I started as a developer and a designer, right? I did that for years. And I would start my workday at 10 p.m. because my circadian rhythm, I realized that I work better at night. So mm-hmm. I just worked around that. And it worked, but it took me a lot to get to that zone, and everything else kind of suffered from that, you know? Mm-hmm. And really, this is a shortcut for you to get there at any time you want on demand. Then that's the true magic of it. And putting it into your day is really the main thing. So I start every day. I have a cup of coffee, unless I'm trying the other stuff that we were chatting about before, like the motivation wake-up music.
I think that's fascinating, by the way. You said that you can't do it with coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like too much when I and it's
that's
again,
what I mean.
I want to try this.
That's what I mean when I say that it's pronounced. Mm. It's not subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's things that you can try that are subtle, and then there's things that you can try that you're like, whoa, this is a pronounced
no. This
thing.
This undeniably works. Like undeniably works. It's not a like anybody that I've introduced it to, whether it's you know the focus or sleep, which tend to be the most. I mean, I have some people that use the meditation part of it, but I think the most popular, which you could probably speak to this, is the focus and the sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that I introduce it to comes back and they ask the same questions like, what is this doing to me? Why is it, why yeah. is this working so well? But what you say is it makes a lot of sense because for years, you know, for probably 50 plus years, people have naturally kind of done this stuff, right? You have certain music you like to listen to before you lift that for some reason gets you in the zone and amps you up, or you have certain music that you like playing. Like classical
music works for studying,
right?
You know, why
right.
is that?
Yeah. Right. So you guys have just refined that process and you've broken the science down and figured out what all those noises and sounds are and brought it to an app now to deliver it to us. It's extremely, extremely fascinating to me. Now, what's on the horizon for you? What are you guys? You know, what are you doing to evolve the business right now that you're most excited about?
Yeah, so lots of things. There's actually, it's so funny. If we compare this to a tree and like low hanging fruit, there's so much stuff, and I have to focus on say, okay, this is the most important thing. You know, because we can do a lot of things. I'll rattle them off later, but really, what we're focusing on right now is to build a better product for our users and to really build more of a habitual process, you know, because again, the more you use this, to your point, it takes you 7 minutes now.
Right.
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 Before it took you maybe 15 on your first time.
That's
so
right.
The more you use it. So we're building in a completely different interface that we're launching in January, which I'm super excited about. So we're introducing favorites. We're introducing playlists. We're introducing more personalization than ever before. So right now, we basically use different kinds of information we have to like build a persona, and it's based on skips. And if you listen to the whole thing, and it kind of uses other mechanisms that we have, we're basically refining that now. So now you're gonna say, let's start off over. So right now it's focus, relax, or sleep, and you click a button, and it just starts playing.
Mm-hmm.
We're building it to a natural language system. So now you're gonna go to the homepage of the app, and it's gonna say, I am going to blank on blank for blank. So in this example, it's I'm going to focus on deep work for 90 minutes. And we've been testing that right now with brand new users, with old users. And I mean, just for new users, our conversion rate doubled. Right?
So it'll populate what's best for that task. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. So,
Okay,
it's going to be playlist based. So now we go, okay, for example, I'm going to focus on blank. So deep work is we're going to have as a default, but then you're going to be able to be reading, writing, creativity. We're still working on the playlist and how we're...
Wow. You know,
so very things. Pandora-esque.
Yeah, like task-based.
Right. Hmm.
So I'm going to code or I'm going to, you know, do whatever.
Well, if you think about it, that's brilliant because all those different things that you're doing require a different type of focus and a different type of energy. Mm-hmm. Creativity is very different from coding, which is very different from reading.
Correct. Yeah.
Interesting.
And then when you use it, we're going to automatically save those playlists that are generated. And for example, if you skip a song, you'll never hear it again, you know, or it'll be a really long time until you hear it. And if you favorite a song, we'll automatically be able to improve that station, kind of like that Pandora thing you were talking about. So it's specifically designed for you. And then when you go back, if it's 7 o'clock in the morning, it already knows you're going to start your day and it'll suggest this playlist and you'll be able to jump back in the same exact experience that you have.
Well, so what's interesting about this is because I've been using your product for so long now, there's definitely songs that I think I like better, that sound better. And then there's songs that are just more effective.
Mm.
And I always find the ones that are more effective because I'm looking for a particular thing that, yep. that I want to do. And the focus ones with the piano in the background, mm-hmm. for me, seem to be the most effective. So yeah. it's almost like this is yeah. going to further individualize the,
right.
the experience.
Mm-hmm. So some people like, they get really distracted by piano. They don't like it because, you know, it's part of the fundamentals of the sound and how it's designed. But it's also part of personal preference because some people don't like piano sounds. Some sure. people love them. And basically you using the product, right, it'll add more piano, it'll add more of the characteristics that you like. Mm-hmm. And for someone else using the product, even if you recommend it to them, it will be a little bit different, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. We're introducing favorites, so now we'll have generative playlists based on those. So you'll be able to discover new music through our playlists, right? And then as you favorite things, we'll have a favorite section. And you say, oh, this has this, you'll be able to see, like, search by tags. So either the activity that you're doing, or if you want to hear jazz or certain kinds of elements of the music, and then be able to generate dynamic playlists for you based on your favorites. And I'm really excited for that.
It's funny too, because I'll talk to people about this and they'll be like, well, that doesn't work and that's weird. And I'm like, well, no, I mean, don't you have songs that change your state of mind? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's kind of playing off that. It's just much more fine-tuned.
Again, the whole premise is everyone knows that, right? And what we're trying to do is use AI and computing to build the best music possible, right? So it's supercharging. So, you know, eating broccoli, everyone knows that's good for you, right? But if you eat broccoli and you work out and you take these supplements and, you know what I mean? And that's what we're trying to do, but condense it all in a music platform.
When you're looking at fMRIs and these tests and studies, what are you looking for in those? Do you know the science behind that kind
of
stuff?
So some of that science, just to be honest, is way over my head, and that's why I have PhDs on team.
Yeah.
But we're looking through blood flow to certain areas of the brain.
Okay.
We're looking through certain kind of the phase locking values that we, you know, have identified and we're terming as, you know, the neural phase locking. And we're looking through synchrony of that matching to the different songs or the different places where it should be, right? So as you listen over time, fMRI, we can see that this is effective because it's putting blood flow to the parts of the brain we want, or maybe it's not effective or whatever. And also comparing that against multiple individuals, because, you know, it's important that this works, but it's important this works for, you know, different demographics, different people.
Right.
It builds off of fundamental things that we know through evolution. I think we chatted about that before, right? Where it's very well known that, you know, red, one of the reasons why it makes us hungry is because the whole canopy is green. And when you're going through the canopy and you see some bright color, it's built into us evolutionary. You know, it's like fire.
It's like there's fruit or there's whatever.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I don't know if you'll be able to answer this specifically or not, but I was just thinking about this because I have a client of mine who's like a very established musician, and she introduced me to this platform called Tidal. You know, Jay-Z owns it. And I was just curious as to, like, their whole pitch is that it's more high fidelity streaming. Do you know what the difference is between something like that and a Spotify, and like what angle, you know, that may present in terms of the richness of the sound and, you know, all that kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, depth of sound is really interesting, right? So Tidal is I'm pretty positive, but it's a lossless format. So that means that it has the depth of frequencies, depth of bass, you know, way more than you can get from like a Spotify or something like that. That's the outstanding difference. It's kind of like, it's just a different experience. It's like watching a video from 720 to 4K, right? Mm. You still see the video, everything's fine, but it's just a nicer, crisper
just
experience.
Just richer, yeah.
I was just in the, one of my friends owns a Tesla, like P100, right? And you're in that car, and I don't know if you guys have been in them.
Yeah,
the fun part is when you step on the gas, it feels like you get punched in the face.
Oh, yeah.
But he was showing me the sound system and how it's specifically designed for that car, and he put it up to 11, right? And so I love the power of music. I go to EDM, like raves, like things like that. I'm all about it. But when you go to some things like that, it's like the bass is boom, boom. It's so much. And sometimes it's uncomfortable. In this sound, even in this car, even though it was so crisp and so loud, it felt just super comfortable. It didn't like hurt your ears, even at number 12, like at the highest it ever goes. And it was really interesting. It was a really cool experience. So getting back to Tidal, When you have a lossless format, it's just a more premium experience. But from my understanding, it also has to be paired with a lossless, like a really high fidelity speaker. Mm-hmm. So if you have a Tidal prescription or subscription, and then you're using like just regular headphones, it's not going to be as crisp as if I'm using the headphones I have on right now. Mm-hmm. You know, same thing with Brain FM, right? So we have our most of our music tracks are like five times the size of Spotify because we have to have so much depth of sound and frequencies,
right?
Layers and layers.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was thinking of that, because yeah, you guys are trying to get it from all these different angles in the background and all that. How, like, I feel like a little bit of that would be lost on certain platforms.
Yeah, definitely. We're talking right now. So a lot of our sleep tracks since last time we've chatted have actually been reformatted. So as long as you have a high fidelity speaker, you can listen and it'll have the same effectiveness. And we're looking through how do we combat that and do the same with the Focus, right?
Because, you mean you don't have to have headphones?
Correct.
You could just listen to speakers.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So in January, one of the things we're proud to announce is we're going to start having Alexa. We're going to start having Sonos, where all those platforms are coming out. Really excited about that. But there's also challenges with that because, like, I want to do Chromecast because people listen to us on Chromecast. But then it's your TV screen and mm-hmm. the speakers are different. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to figure out how to give the best experience in the best way possible, but still give it to how users want to use it.
Have you experimented with, and maybe you can't, maybe this is why, maybe if you did this, then the government would step in, but have you experimented with changing people's states of mind, like with emotion, like, here's happy, here's, you know, sad, here's mm-hmm. whatever. Have you guys messed around with any of that?
So a little bit. We've done not necessarily happy, but like our relax helps with anxiety, right? And it helps calm people down. And, you know, energize is really interesting because, you know, if you take a pre-workout, right, do you get happy? Yeah, because you have like energy, right? You're like, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to crush it, you know? And it's interesting because happiness is more of like a byproduct, or sadness is a byproduct of a different mental state, right? Mm-hmm. And what's further interesting is, again, if you think of our product as a shortcut to a place that you want to go, you know, we can't make you be something you don't want to be, you know?
Right.
So if you want to focus and you're listening to us while you're trying to go to sleep, we're not going to keep you up forever. You mm-hmm. know, it has to be in combination of what your intent is. And that's what's really nice about the new system is, you know, I'm going to, you know, it's like almost like affirmation based. Mm-hmm, and it's so true because you say, okay, I'm going to click this. I'm going to do this. This is my intent going into it. And then that goes with the combination of the music of what we're doing. And it has the effect.
Now, have you had any users tell you that they like using it when they're having sex? Because Adam,
we've talked about this. Yeah.
Has anybody said anything? Because they were talking about how they'll play Focus and they'll just.
Yeah.
Have just like great bunnies session.
It's intense. It's like we've put this formula together where Katrina and I will relax, we'll listen to, and we have a Bose set up in my room.
Yep.
And we'll listen to an audiobook first where we're learning and we're into it and we're listening. And we typically smoke a little weed while we're doing that, and then we transition into Brain FM. And I tell you what, when the Focus comes on Brain FM and we start, it's like some of the most intense sex that we've ever had. And so, I've told people about this, and everybody that's done it has come back and said
he's not lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tried this formula.
So that's interesting. So it comes from increased blood flow to different parts of your brain.
Hey.
And that's what our
and usually the brain doesn't get much blood during that period.
Yeah, it's normally being it's normally being redirected.
It depends on the individual in that case, right?
Yeah.
It's different, you know, you're more probably sensitive in your case, right? Because we're putting blood flow to your brain where it's not. So in a sense you are focusing.
Well, that's, you know? So I know that I'm right? a very cerebral person as mm-hmm. is. And I know that as I've gotten older, something that I've now noticed is that, you know, when you're 20 years old, that's all you want to do is have sex because that's all that's on your mind. When you get into our age, what I start to find is I've got so many other distractions in my life that my brain's going other places a mm-hmm. lot. And it's tough for me to be very present. That formula has helped me become extremely present with my partner. So I think it's probably.
How often do you guys do it?
You know, we're a couple times a month. It's not like
still a couple times a month.
Yeah,
Brain FM. Let's do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Brain FM is like a staple thing that is definitely, and she uses it a lot, like when she works. So she's on the computer a lot, and she's got to do spreadsheets and numbers and shit like that. She's a project manager, and so that can get very laborious. So she'll throw that on, and mm-hmm. she uses that. I don't use Focus as much as I use the sleep stuff. The only other time that I use the Focus is like when we're
you got Netflix some... and chill and Brain FM and bang.
That's right.
There it is.
There's your slow.
We'll make a T-shirt.
There's your 300% gain.
Yeah. Boom. So what do you, okay, I've always been curious, I hope you know, I love asking you questions like this because you seem to know the competitors and other people that are out there. How much different is this from, what's that, the headphones you use, Justin, Halo?
Halo, yeah.
Yeah, do you know much about Halo, Dan? Do you know much about that product?
I'm not sure if I'm familiar with Halo, but there's other products that are specifically...
Athletes are starting to use this, okay. And it's a really, it's like, I think, a very overpriced headphone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $700, right, Justin,
for this thing? Well, I mean, it's like these electrodes that stimulate, it basically gets into like a certain part of the brain that helps to kind of stimulate and hyper-focus.
It's not about the sound.
Yeah, it's more of a physical manual way.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know how that compares to that, or if there's anything that you guys would do to pair?
Totally different.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different. I'd have to take a look, and I'd also have...
There's a term for it. I can't remember the name of it, but it's magnetic something that... and I can't remember the term of it.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like comparing like an E-stim machine compared to like actually flexing the muscle itself. That's why I'm asking if he has any idea of like the comparison of the two of them. You're not familiar with Halo then, huh?
No, but I think I'll have to take a look at it and get back to you guys on it. But really... I mean, what's happening is our brains are electrical, so the idea of, our brains are outputting, like, electrical impulses, and if you can put electrical into the brain, I can understand how it could influence it.
Yeah.
I'll have to take a look more, but we're doing something different because we're doing more of in the processing, like, centers and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we do principles of, like, the neural phase locking. One of those is entrainment, as well as the 3D sound and salient events and all these other things. And I'm assuming, and again, I'll have to talk to my science guy about this, but it's just two different techniques to do similar things. And maybe it's something that's more effective with this. Maybe they're competing. I'm not really sure.
That's what I was wondering, is if there's some way you can combine. And I was wondering, too, if you had...
Your brain just explodes.
Have you tried, or do you guys have case studies yet of athletes that use this before sports for focus?
So we're working on that right now, and okay. I'm really excited about that. So we're talking to a few of the sports teams out there, which I can't say who. But the goal for workout music and unveiling that right now
is... Hopefully local. Yeah, that'd be great. Maybe, Warriors, yeah.
Right?
Come on.
Well, I know they were the ones that are on the Halo. So, yeah.
They're very forward thinking. So, that'd be rad if they did.
There's a few. I don't want to confirm more than that.
Yeah, it's fine.
But there's a lot of exciting things on that. And the goal for it is, you know how Gatorade got its whole start?
Yep.
That's kind of like what we're doing too. So, we either do two things. Either one, we pick the best sports team and have them stay on top. Or we pick, someone...
A crappy team or medium team or whatever.
Yeah. Or maybe we do both. We'll see. the whole idea is really to, prime, right? So one of the really cool things that I'm also excited about, but it's more... It's kind of like part branding, but also we found some really cool effects from it, is we're doing a sonic branding. So, like Hulu and Netflix, they go like dun-dun.
Yeah.
So we're doing that with more of our songs. So in the coming few months, you'll start hearing like a pre-tone before a session, before a listening session.
That's called sonic branding.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, I didn't even know what it was called, but for sure, I knew exactly what we talked about when you said Netflix.
Yeah, like Windows has its own little sound.
Yeah. So what happens is we find that when you use that music, it actually signals to your brain almost as a Pavlovian response that you're about to hear Brain FM.
Huh.
And even, like, it's like when you're using it right now and you're one of your favorite tracks come on and it goes, oh, whenever this comes on, I do all this crazy work. Yeah. And you get excited before you even, listen the whole 30 minutes. And we're also able to trigger that as almost like a priming thing.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. Yeah. Are you guys primarily funded by your consumers, or do you guys have investors?
So we have some money from like a pre-seed and from some investors, but mostly consumers.
Are you guys going through more cycles of raising money, or is it now?
We're going to figure that out. So it really depends on what happens in the next few months, to be honest. Because we may reach a point where we don't need to raise.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really exciting things. I mean, we're talking to enterprise clients and things like that because they're approaching us, and saying, hey, all of like a ton of our use like employees use this. Like, can we get this?
So, what do you mean by enterprise? Like, a company will say, "Hey, can we white label this and use it on our people, or buy like a discounted rate?" Is what you're talking about for their group.
So, not white labeling, like using a discounted rate, but also specifically things for teams. So we're still working on that right now. So basically,
like group settings,
correct? Mm-hmm. Right. It's still best right now with the headphones and with certain kind like personalization to you. Mm-hmm. But we can also use like just in the general setting, because sometimes when you're in a meeting, you can't have headphones on because you have to talk to other people like this. Mm-hmm. So it's like background noise that you would have, and it would be more of a normalized rate across for many people rather than personalized to you. So things like that we're chatting about. We're also chatting about different partnerships with other companies.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if you could talk about any partnerships that you've got going on right now.
So there's a lot of really interesting ones. So some of those are some of the biometric readings, like the different kinds of wearables that are out there today. So how do we use data from that and personalize to the user? So that's for some cool stuff. I'm also talking to right now a CBD company. It's the only water-soluble organic CBD, and it's really crazy. Like, there, a lot of people, you know, they're familiar with, you know, the THC side of things, and most people are looking for that. And these individuals are looking for CBD. And how can we help, people focus better? How can we help people sleep better? How can we do this? And how can we prove it with science? And that's exactly what we're doing with music. It's really interesting. So they have this, again, water soluble, and they have a patent on it. It's the only way you can do it. A lot of other companies, they use like nanopetroleum, different kinds of synthetics, and that turns into like formaldehyde in your body. And there's all these negative effects from it. And, they have like their like compound is so powerful that they can actually take people that ate a brownie by accident with all these like legalizations things happening. You can put it on your skin. And it instantly makes you sober in 30 seconds. It's amazing.
Wow, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
That sounds insane. Look into that.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any interest from the medical community into your product and what you guys do?
So we have people that are doctors, and they reach out to us because they prescribe this to their, or not, I can't say prescribe because we're not a prescription. They recommend it to their patients, things like that.
For what? For like anxiety or ADD or?
So right now we have ADD, ADHD, anxiety. We have sleep a lot because a lot of people have PTSD. Mm. And we find in like veterans and people that come back that have challenges sleeping because of those traumatic things, that this isn't necessarily a treatment, but this is something that can help them sleep and just get through to treatment or improving things. So we have a lot of people in that. And then, you know, as we go into the next phase of our grant, we're looking to go through, FDA approval, ARCS classification, and building specific prescription based things. So you can do a questionnaire, we can get your biometric readings, and we can give you a specific version of Bringin' FM designed specifically to you.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and this is, it's,
that would be the first prescribed music or sound. I don't think there's ever
first
been
digital medicine. Yeah, so it's probably still 5 to 10 years out, and it depends on what happens, and like you said, if the government comes in or not, and things like that.
Works too good.
We'll see. But it's really exciting because we have three options. We can either be a preliminary step, so you try this before taking these other medications. Mm-hmm. It could be a combination, so now you can take less of it.
Sure.
Or a replacement all in general. And it's up to people and doctors and things like that to decide. It's funny, I did a Reddit and we talked about how we have the opportunity to do this. And I said replacement. I didn't say like preliminary, all these other things. And people got mad.
Of course.
it's Reddit, right?
Yeah.
But people like, Adderall and Ritalin and all these other drugs have changed people's lives. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to replace or dismiss or get rid of those. I'm just trying to give people another option to do it. Because some people that aren't prescribed, Adderall, they'll take it.
What do you mean some people?
Yeah, some people don't want to. Yeah, some people.
That's a lot of
it's
people.
It's everywhere. Not everybody wants to take meth for the rest of their life.
It's pretty, it's pretty prolific. It's very similar to cocaine and all that. And what happens usually in those scenarios is, if you need a bump to do about your day and go around, when you're done, when you want to turn it off, you can't because you still have 6 hours because of how the drug works. Mm-hmm. And it's not really sustainable. So now you're taking, this medication to wake up, and then you're taking another medication to go to sleep, and then you're in this vicious cycle.
We know all about that.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're I mean, the main goal of the company is to give people options and to bring out the best in people, no matter who you are, no matter what language you speak, no matter what how much money you make, and do it on demand.
Have you guys done any testing on effects on neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin? Has there been anything like that? Or hormone levels?
I don't think so. Not yet.
Because that would be, just from a marketing standpoint,
mm-hmm.
if you could show that you're... Because I would assume if it's changing your state of mind and it's changing blood flow to the brain and changing brain waves,
mm-hmm.
it's going to have an effect on neurotransmitter production and or potentially hormones.
Mm-hmm.
From a marketing standpoint, my God, if you could show a study that's like, hey, we boosted, we, you know, boost growth hormone by 50% or dopamine go... I mean, that would be a fucking blockbuster.
Yeah. Yeah. I think right now, just currently with the scale of who we are, most of our, you know, a grant and things like that, you know, just science is expensive.
It's
you know?
Very.
So we choose to be science first, but sometimes it's challenging because if we're going to be science first, we have to conduct science.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And it takes a lot of time too and a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of time and a lot of money. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, come on here and share, because the more we can grow, the more we can invest in science and ultimately make
on average, how long do these studies take to take and to do and how much do they typically cost?
So the science study that we have right now, I believe we've been doing it for a year and it's cost about $250,000.
Damn.
See that?
Yeah,
that's insane. And yeah. And on average, sometimes these things are far more than that. $500,000 or $1 million just for a basic.
I mean, just through like FDA approval, I think.
Oh, well, forget that.
Yeah. It's like $2 million,
uh-huh.
you know?
At least.
Yeah. So we have options, right? We can, you know, raise money and you know, do it and go like way, like, you know, ball to the wall kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can do it the right way. And, I mean, that's the wrong way. But really, we can do it in a way that already know that's gonna be there.
Now, as a company, how do you protect yourself from somebody else not coming and copying what you're doing?
I was just going to ask that.
So we have patents. That's
like, how do you patent sounds? I don't understand. How does that work?
So we don't patent sounds. We patent the process of creating sounds.
Kind of like writing music in a sense, right? Like if you write a song, like I can't turn around and use Jay-Z's song. Is it like that?
Kind of. So let's change it from music to like cars. So it's like a patented process, or like tires, let's say, in the car. So it's a patented process on how to blow up a tire faster than anyone else, mm-hmm. you know? And obviously this is an extreme metaphor, but it's more of the, like the AI is patented. The neural phase locking is patented. Mm-hmm. The things that create certain kinds of characteristics, how we infuse things, how we build models of the brain and protocols and things like that, that's all patented. Mm-hmm. And we have more patents, and as we learn more, we're you know, patenting more. You know, mm-hmm. So we have this really cool thing we're experimenting right now with, like, forward masking of sound. So we can play tones that would actually it makes it so that you can't hear things like 100 milliseconds in the future, mm. right? And it doesn't make you deaf; you just hear those same tones again. It's like a reverberation, and it's really interesting because, like, the premise could be. You're on an airplane, and that stuff. That's why we're investigating it, to mask all sounds. So it's not like sound canceling headphones where you can kind of hear it. It's like it is quiet, except what you want to hear.
Hmm.
And that's really interesting. We're excited about, but that's probably again like 2 or 3 years out.
Do you see, you know, in the future, any involvement in entertainment or like movie soundtracks or, mm-hmm. you know, like TV, anything like that, like pique totally. Your guys' interest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something we can totally do. I mean, right now, because it's an iterative process on how to make music,
mm-hmm.
And it's made, you know, step by step with like math and things like that. It comes down to the computers and the algorithms that we have. So right now we can't do it if there's speech or things like that. But if we have enough AI and enough build systems, we could probably take a song apart, put our music on top of it or build into it and then put the speech back into it or,
oh, wow.
you know, whatever. Mm. So we're looking through that, but really right now, my and Brain FM's real goal is helping people and getting people into a certain state. And that's more like, you know, entertainment.
It's a monumental goal right now by itself. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're like, that's down the road. It's an opportunity that we have, but I'd rather, you know, optimize people first mm-hmm. and then entertain them later.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
What have been some of the biggest hurdles that you've had to overcome since you've come on a CEO of the company?
Good question. I think there's basically, you know, building a team that can scale with the same vision is important.
How much staff do you guys have now?
So we have, I believe it's 12 full time.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a point where we had a little bit more than this, and we actually brought them, you know, went from like 15 and we brought them back. And it wasn't because, you know, we're running out of money or anything. It was more so because they had a different vision for what the company was going to be. And I think it's super important that we're all, especially like where the level that we have is like the trajectory. Like, you know, if you're in a plane and you do 3% difference from New York to, you know, here, you're going to end up in LA, mm-hmm. you know? So it's really important to get people, I think, that are just as passionate. Like right now, I work like 100 hours a week and I love every single second of it because I just know what we're capable of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't make everyone work. Everyone works for me like 40 hours a week. It's not the same. I don't have the same expectations, but I do want people to know what we are building and why this matters. Because if we don't do this, someone else eventually will figure this out, right? And the only person that I know is like Adam and I, we're so about like, this is a tool to help like elevate humanity. Mm-hmm. It's not a tool to make like a ton of money. We're going to build a business that's going to be, you know, successful, and it's going to grow, and it's going to be able to do a lot of amazing things. But the main effect of growing is to do more research, to discover more things. Like, we're learning things about the brain where we're like, oh my God, we didn't know that was possible. That's cool, you know? And it's really like the frontier of how do we build a business? How do we help people? And how do we discover more about ourselves? I think they say like we know more about the solar system and space than mm-hmm. we do to the deepest oceans and our own brains, mm-hmm. and that's the exciting part.
Since you came on board, what has been the most surprising or amazing thing that you've found?
That's good. I think the different uses for Brain FM and what people are doing. So like, you know, your specific use, right? Yeah. and also like other people, like, so some people they'll use Focus and then they actually use Nap and they'll use that for like a break and then they use Focus again. And it's like almost like a Pomodoro technique. And they say that they can go to a higher level of focus than ever.
Interesting. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's fun. I think just the outpouring of support is always very interesting. Like the other day I did the update email I sent out to everyone. It's just, I reformatted it. So now they all come from me. And I was like, hey, if you guys have any suggestions, stuff, like, please email me back. And I got like 500 responses and they're like this, you know, we think, and a lot of people just offer their time mm-hmm. for free. Like the Sonos thing that we're launching, it wasn't in our budget this year to build it. So we had two consumers that said, we'll build this for you. And they're building it for free for us.
Wow.
Because they they want it so much. And yeah. I think that it's really fun because, you know, it's not just a business. It's something that it's a community that we're starting to have, and people are like, oh wow, this can help. This is, and they see, you know, what we're trying to do. It's not just, again, building a business. It's like, we're building a business to help change the world, you know?
Why are you so driven to help people? Where does that come from for you?
Personally, so I think I shared with you guys before, so I'm a second degree black belt. I grew up teaching people. And I think that the connection for me at a very young age to be able to see like a spark, like to be able to see when someone gets it, it's such an amazing thing. Because like at the end of the day, core belief systems for humanity, what do we want? We want to feel accomplishment. We want to feel like purpose. We want to feel just being good at things, right? And I saw that at a very young age, that when I can help someone learn that they're really good at something, your confidence just peaks. And I think Brain FM can do that too. So now, for you to get through your work you need to do. Like, we have a ton of people that use us that are entrepreneurs. And it's really interesting because, you know, they're trying to solve a problem to either, you know, solve a problem to make something their lives better, but also make other lives better. And I think that for, you know, while building Brain FM, not only are we solving a problem of focus, but we're helping other people solve their problems. And I get communication from people all the time. They're like, without your company, I want to be able to create my own company, and my own company does X, Y, and Z. And
interesting.
It's just, that's the thing that fills me. Like, we're like a backbone for, you know, a lot of people.
Fascinating. Well, your product's easy to sell. It's one we bring up so organically because we all use it still. I mean, I use it on
constantly.
I use it every single, I probably use it 4 or 5 days a week, I would say. I like the meditation one, and then the focus. Those are my two favorites. So
we're building up meditation right now.
Okay.
So we've been spending a lot of time on building new focus products, right? Because that's where our grants is. We're learning a lot of science. But now we're doubling back onto our meditation. So we're having guided and unguided.
Cool.
We're working with a few of the big companies out there or having conversations. So we're going to have actual practitioners of meditation that are going to be guiding you through experiences, which I'm super pumped about.
All right.
And then we're building out better sleep experiences for you. So not only now that we can do it on speakers, you know, now you can pick like, okay, what is the exact, you know, tone you want? I think Doug was saying earlier that he likes what, rain or rain?
Yeah, rain.
Yeah. So I think like, you know, that's great. But some people, they really like crickets, you know, and building out like all these soundscapes and things like that. So I'm super excited for that. And I'm super excited for this brand new favorite system and natural language and all the integration we're going to have. We got a lot of other things down the road, but, you know,
that's all I'll tease
you with
now.
A little bit. Yeah.
You'll tell us off air, right?
Yeah, sure.
Well, thanks, Insider. Man. Thanks for coming down, brother.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
This is awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic, 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now, plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support, and until next time, this is Mind Pump.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.